You're now listening to another episode of the Tan Man Podcast. And today is a Genshin Impact episode. I will be talking to you guys about 2.4. I know the 2.4 update, I know I've already previewed it a little bit in the State of Genshin 2.3 episode I did earlier this month, season 6, episode 6 of the 10-Man Podcast. And I know I touched on a few things as far as leaks then. Now we have confirmed stuff, okay? And now we have a few things I'd like to for you guys to consider when you know, pulling on these upcoming banners, because we are getting double reround banners along with a new release of a new 5-star and a new 4-star. So to start off this episode, I'd like to go ahead and shout out everyone, you know, checking out the Facebook page and, you know, at least just checking it out. I mean, like, obviously no one's talking. You guys talking to me, guys. I mean, I'm trying to give more interaction from you guys. I'm getting a ton of listens from, you know, the standard places like, you know, the USA and Germany, amongst other places. So shout out you guys out there listening, and hopefully you guys had a good Christmas if you guys celebrate, or whatever you guys celebrate during the holidays. Please have a safe one, and let's get right into it. Okay, so like I said at the top of the episode, we're having character event banners for 2.4. And the release date for the 2.4 update is on January 5th, 2022. Okay? And we can expect a Zhao rerun, first and foremost, for the first double banner, along with a Shenhe release, which is the new 5-star Cryos character. And then let's go ahead and touch on Zhao. He's obviously a 5-star main DPS. He's pretty selfish, meaning like he doesn't really provide anything on the field after, you know, he does his work. So he really you know, likes having a lot of support, you know, shields, heals, and buffs. And so he's high reward for hyper investing in him. Obviously this is his first rerun, so his second time he's being released, so it's not like a surprise to what he can do. But he's an Anemo pole arm, for those of you guys that don't know. And he was one of the Yaksha who worked for Zhang Li to protect Li Wei. So that's cool. I'm emo boy. Harem King for the Japanese voice actor. What's his name? Yoshitsugu, no, is it? Matsuoka? I think that's what it is. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, Zhao. I have him at C1, triple crowned. He's, you know, one of my best DPSs. Definitely in the meta now. He's not really, like, super strong. Like, he doesn't have the most easiest clears from, you know, my playthroughs. And I have a pretty cracked Zhao. But anyways, I know we're all excited about this new Shenhe release, the new 5-star Cryo character. And she's a Cryo polearm user. I know I gave a bit of information on her last time, but let me give you guys another quick rundown. Let me just see what we have here. Let's see. I'm sorry, guys. Let's see. As far as Shenhe, she's mainly going to be like a cryo support unit, where she's going to buff your attack based on her elemental skill and burst, I believe. It's sort of like Bennett. You're going to get an AoE type of boost. And then I guess she, if I remember correctly from the reads of her, you know, leaked abilities and skills, she is going to be boosting cryo characters along with physical characters. So it'll be pretty interesting to see how she actually helps, you know, our physical mains like Razor, Eula, and amongst other things. And obviously, besides cryo support, we're all curious whether or not Shenhe can actually take Ayaka or Ganya to the tippy top of, the DPS charts. But anyway, along with the Shenhe release, so those are the 5 stars, Zhao and Shenhe. Those are going to be the double banners released as soon as the 2.4, I believe, update drops. But anyways, another character re releasing, I'm sure you guys know, I've spoken to you guys about it. The last Genshin episode I've released was the 4-star unit Yunjin, and she's a rate up on the banner, meaning she's every 10 wishes you have a pretty good odds of getting her on either banner. They're both going to share the same pity, so either way you'll be able to have a good shot at getting Yunjin if you make a few wishes in 2.4. That being said, she's a Geo Polearm user, and she's really gonna be supportive in terms of boosting like normal attack units like Yoimiya. And she Yunjin is based off of defensive scaling, so any of her supportive abilities and capacities is definitely gonna be heavily dependent on how much you invest in her defenses. So it's going to be interesting how she actually plays, but a lot of people are actually excited for this 4-star unit, and I'm actually ex excited about her. Like I said, she's a Geo Polearm for the Liyue Theater Company, so she's pretty in terms of the lore, she's pretty famous in that region, and a lot of people are excited for her. She's a really cute design for a character. And she just had a little bit of shine on the miHoYo release of the 2.4 like preview, and we got to hear her Chinese traditional singing, and it was really cute. And I'm pretty sure you guys are all excited about that. But anyways, amongst those first characters are also expected to have this thing, this event, sorry, called the Prosperous Partnerships, and in this event, we exchange items by completing the Hydra boss fight. I believe that's going to be the. And upon completing these, exchanges and whatnot, and doing the event, you can obtain one of the following characters: Yanfei, Xingqiu, Beidou, Ningguang, Zhengling, Xinyan, and Yunjin. The new 4-star, and of course Changyun. So basically, any of the Liyue 4-star characters, you're gonna have a good opportunity to grab one of those, a copy of one of those characters. Sorry. Anyways, as far as that, that's when you first get into 2.4. We also when 2.4 splashes and lands, we have the weapon banner, and the weapon banner so far is seemingly going to be a double rate up of the 5-star, the new 5-star weapon, the Calamity Queller Polearm, and it's Shenhe's signature weapon. It has the highest polearm base attack, and it also gives an attack percentage secondary attack, secondary substat. So it's going to be pretty good in terms of boosting damage. A lot of people are speculating whether or not it's actually going to be really good for Zhao. So I might roll on the weapon banner just for that. Maybe not Shenhe. Right, my bad. I'm AR58. What am I talking about? But I'm just saying, in the future of Genshin, like, if I commit to this C6, I'm probably never gonna C6 another 5-star ever again. So, that's a thing. I probably will never spend on this account ever again either. Anyways, as far as the weapon banners, like I said, we have the Calamity Queller Polearm, along with Zhao's weapon, the Primordial Jade Winged Spear. It's a crit rate polearm. Aesthetically looking good with Zhao. What else is there to say? I feel like it's not like his best weapon. It's pretty okay. It's a 5-star, so it gives him a high base attack. And a lot to, be desired, because befittingly, the Staff of Homa is equally as good, and it also gives crit damage as a boost too. If you already have like me, my Zhao has 95% crit rate and 195% crit damage. So like I can crit for days. So it really depends on if I want consistency. If I drop to my Staff of Homa, now I have like 70% crit rate and then like 260 plus percent crit damage. And it's, better long run wise in terms of activating passives for the weapon and, this and that. But anyways, there's not a perfect weapon yet for Zhao, and there's not a perfect weapon artifact set for Zhao. So it's you should. I mean, yes, maybe we should. Can maybe you guys, let's just say bare bones, you don't have any one of these four characters. Obviously, no one has Shenhe yet, right? But let's say Zhao, Zhongli, or Ganyu. Okay, so if let's just say what your account is right now. If you have the desire to pull Zhao, hopefully you already have Zhongli. Hopefully you already have Jean. Hopefully you have Bennett built. One of those three characters, right? I mean, like Zhao really, really, he's self-deprecating in terms of he causes enormous amounts of damage to himself in his ult form, but he also obviously, is able to clear any content based on his damage output as well. So like, it's a lot of give and take with Zhao. He really likes having the top premier like supports like Zhongli, Bennett. My current team for Zhao to clear like the Abyss right now, it's pretty fun, because I dual carry with Zhao, Raiden Shogun, Zhongli, and then Bennett, and basically all the content gets deleted with that team if I decide to run Zhao in Abyss. Zhao is an interesting character. I would only probably pull for C0 for anyone who's deciding to pull for C0 or C1. C1's definitely unnecessary. I've had C1 since he's first released, and it just gives you an extra charge on that, on his elemental skill, which is really not too important, especially given the longevity of a fight. But I mean, it's. Yeah, no, I only really recommend C0 or bust, like no, or C0 C6. Like you might as well just, if you're interested in Zhao, you have the units to support him, like at least a Bennett or a Jean, and maybe you already have Zhongli or a good shielder. Like I guess if we're going 4-star units only to support Zhao, I would go with a team of like Zhao, Sucrose, Thoma, and Bennett. So you get, pyroresonance, a shielder, a battery, and a healer, and all obviously a damage booster in that whole team right there. And everyone's supposed is gonna be able to support Zhao in terms of outputting enormous amounts of damage that way. That's a 4-star unit team I would recommend if you guys have those units. Otherwise, it's really slim, like for Zhao. I mean, like Like any healer will work, so like a barber, a chicha, chichi, shielders like Diona is gonna be awesome because anytime you can get some healing, it's gonna be good for Zhao. And then obviously Zhao is as an Anemo unit, he's really like energy hungry. He has really high cost ult, so you're unless you're running like a Raiden on his team like I am, you're definitely gonna need like a Nemo battery, so it'll definitely be beneficial to have like Venti or Sucrose would be the most applicable character considering she's a 5-star, or Kazuha, but Kazuha's better used somewhere else. Basically, all the Anemo batteries are kind of like better used elsewhere unless your like name is Jean, because like they're better off like supporting like elemental reactions kind of, but it is what it is. Whatever you can do and whatever team you can make based on your account and your gacha RNG. Anyways, Zhao, I recommend a pool if you have the units to support him, and the units I mentioned are probably the best teams to support him with. And at this point, it's been over a year since the game released. Hopefully you guys have had a good number of the 4-stars at this point. And at least that team that I recommended of Zhao, Sucrose, Toma, and Bennett, and though I believe that team would just take you far, even if they're just like, Zhao's only level 90, the other three are level 60 out of 70. You're gonna pretty much be able to clear the content with ease. But anyways, let's talk about Zhongli. Zhongli, he's obviously going to make your account a lot better based on the fact that you're not going to take as much damage if you're able to build them right. And he has a lot of great weapon choices. I'm running Deathmatch, but you can run Black Tassel, which is a 3-star weapon, gives HP. If you got a copy of Staff of Homa, great. Favonius Lance, great. Zhongli is just, you can build them different ways. HP bot, where you just worry about his shields. You can worry about, his damage with like a two-piece archaic, two-piece noblesse set, and or I mean, a lot of times a lot of people are just running a four-piece tenacity just to give attack boosts and get the HP bonus for stronger shields. So like we have different options for Zhongli. In my opinion, Zhongli is great in terms of providing that shield, and if you're he's like I only recommend pulling for him, to be honest. Like if you have like no problems with like getting damage out, you know what I mean? Like he's not gonna make or break your account by like doing enormous amounts of damage. Like at this point, like Zhongli is really known as a healer, or not a healer, but a shielder, right? So like if you're okay with just surviving, right? And that's what you need because otherwise you'd have the DPS to clear content, but survival's the issue. Like let's say on a Zhao team, Zhao really needs those shields, especially in those plunges, right? And Zhongli and Zhao are like a match made in heaven in terms of performance like that because they, Zhongli doesn't put out as much damage as he'd like, but Zhao's there to carry it. Zhao, obviously he's squishy, but Zhongli's there to protect him. I mean, Zhongli's really great though. He's really great with Ganyu, who I'm about to talk about next, but basically just being able to be like have no like invulnerability or vulnerability due to his shield is huge. And if you're able to build him correctly in terms of shield wise, shield strength, great. Anything over 30k, you're pretty much tanking everything, at least for the first couple big hits of like a huge boss, right? He's really great on like any team. He can pretty much fit any team, really. It's really amazing. Obviously, Geo teams are running amok now with Arataki Ito, who released, and Albedo, who just released too. But that being said, I do recommend Zhongli too. I will rate and rank these guys, these Liwei 3 right here, after I discuss Ganyu. But Ganyu, obviously DPS Cryo Queen, She's pretty easy to build. Obviously, you can go for Blizzard Schreyer. I'm running for Wanderer's Troop because, I got lucky on my sets for all my arties for the Wanderer's Troop. So I'm running like I have two different sets for my Ganyu. She has a Skyward Harp with 2K attack, 77 crit rate, 224 crit damage. That's my crit circlet hat. Or I have a 60 crit rate and 266 crit damage circlet right there, which changes up those arties. But that being said, my current Ganyu melting in the abyss with, let's say, my Ganyu, Zhongli, Zhengling, and Bennett team, against the like Rift Hounds in the on the 12th floor first chamber, I'm doing 95K or like 100K first shot, 50K plus second shot. So I'm doing 150K every 2 seconds melting whenever I have those ults up from Zhengling and Bennett. And so, I mean, that's with Skyward Harp. I know she's pretty free to play friendly too. I was running Prototype Crescent for the longest time until I got the Skyward. And Prototype Crescent is really good with my artifacts at the current time, which was 55 crit rate and 204% crit damage. I was doing like, I believe, 75K first shot, 45K second shot melts. So like 130K total damage that way. So it's only like a 20K difference in terms of damage output. And I mean, like, it sounds like a lot, but based on, it being free to play friendly or not, like you can get pretty comparable results based on that. I recommend running Shotgun Ganyu, which is the Wanderer's Troop version. But I mean, Blizzard Schreyer is easier to farm. I just personally haven't had like great success running Morgana. It's actually really weird, or at least in the last few iterations of the Abyss, before they started having like, the Rift Towns and stuff. I know when they first had the solo Magu Kenki, like I was able to Morgana it up, and it was pretty easy claps. But anyway, Ganyu, okay. I would say she's probably easier to build than Zhao, considering Zhao wants like two piece Glad, two piece Viri, or two piece Shimanawa. And Glad's just hard to farm. Viri is a difficult domain in general, and not to fight, but like, obviously, domain RNG in general is going to be tough to deal with either way. Based on the ease of building, I would say Ganyu would be the number one pull here amongst these three, because she has not been irrelevant in any of the Abyss metas since her release. She's been always good ever since she's been released. And if you guys want a easier clear, I would go Ganyu. That's obviously if you're able to support her. I mean, if you have Zhongli already, Ganyu, definitely. Because then, hopefully you have Bennett, and hopefully maybe you have, I mean, everyone has Zhengling, so everyone could run that melt Ganyu. Otherwise, I mean, there's plenty of team comps for Ganyu. I was running her sub DPS with my Hu Tao, along with Xingqiu and Diona. I also ran, the Morgana team, melt Ganyu team. I mean, those are like her three main roles for me is either sub DPS where, she just puts her ult out for melts and stuff, or like, main DPS where she, drives the melt teams or the freeze team. So anyway, that being said, I rank in order of who you should pull based on your account. I assume everyone has, all the 4 stars, or if not all, most of the 4 stars. So, based on the ease of building a team, Ganyu would probably be easier because, there's plenty of water options. Like, Mona is out there if you guys got her. Kokomi if you pulled for her. I mean, Barbara, I guess. But freeze teams are pretty much easier when it comes to, like, lighter mobs, not the heavy bosses. But anyway, I would go Ganyu, Zhongli, and Zhao. I'm a Zhao main, regardless, so I triple crown him. I would pull for him if you have the units to support him. Actually, it's the same goes with Ganyu, but she's not like really team reliant too much. But you do have to set her up to do big damage. Otherwise, when I was just trying to solo with Ganyu and stuff, like Bennett Ganyu, no melts, just Bennett Ganyu type ordeals, getting 50K pops in the abyss is like every 2 seconds isn't really like ideal, right? Not on floor 12 at least, right? So like if you're not able to support Yanyu or Zhao, it's gonna be tough anyway. So I mean it really is dependent on what you have on your account, on who to pull for. And we don't even know about Shenhe, other than that she's like a support, cryo support. So I don't really have any insight on her, whether or not you should pull for her. But Ganyu, I mean, she's never not been at the top of, the list for DPSs for Genshin Impact. So, I mean, if you don't have any DPSs that are, clearing the game for you, which obviously should be hard considering you can clear the content with any character you want if you want to make them a DPS. Meta-wise, though, I mean, she just makes it easier, though, if you're able to build her. I mean, any 5-star, any character is all dependent on whether or not you get lucky with RNG, whatever weapon you get, how much you invest in the character, obviously. But as far as enjoyability goes, I would go Ganyu for damage, Zhongli for ease. And then Zhao, if you're like a total emo boy fan, I mean like you have to really like Zhao's playstyle to appreciate him. Even then, like beyond that, like I like him for his voice actor, his Japanese voice actor, being Bell Crandall from Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in Dungeon, or Kirito from Sword Art Online. Either way, Zhao is cool because of more than just fighting for me. So, I mean, that's my thoughts on, those characters there. Hopefully I gave you guys some insight as far as to who to pull. Like I said, let me recap one more time. Ganyu, obviously, if you're able to build her, I mean, prototype Crescent, best free to play weapon. So you don't have to worry about a weapon for her. And she'll get you some pretty decent 100K pops. If you're able to build like roughly 100 200 crit damage, and it's not too hard considering she ascends with crit damage. Her ascension bonus is crit damage, sorry. And Zhao, his ascension is crit rate, his ascension like bonus, yeah, level bonus. And then Zhongli, I mean, I know I've said it already, but Zhongli just makes your account easier in terms of you being able to survive. But, Ganyu and Zhao both want Zhongli. So if you don't have Zhongli, Ganyu or Zhao might not be your call if you don't have those other 4 stars I mentioned, right? All right, cool. Now, let's talk about a few more things and I'll get out of here. Let you guys get out and enjoy the rest of your life before 2021 ends. But anyway, let's talk about the 2.4 events now. And we're gonna have the return of the Lantern Rite Festival. And I know I said that before, but you're gonna have access to Economia, which is the underground in Nazuma, upon completion of the world quest, the Heart of Watatsumi. When you unlock this region here, we get an Archon quest. And then we'll also be dealing with a new enemy, the Bathysmal Vishaps, the Hydro version or the Hydro element Vishap. And we're also going to get a new Abyss boss, the Abyss Lector, the Fathomless Flames. And so it's going to be pretty cool. I know a mechanic that I mentioned in the previous episode for Economia is like ever night and ever light or something like that. I don't know. So, whereas one's like always dark and one's always bright and stuff. So I'm definitely interested to see how those kind of mechanics interact with our characters. If it's gonna be like, Dragon Spine meets Inazuma, like that'll be cool, I guess. Maybe not cool for early AR people, but for us late gamers, it's gonna be like, pretty fun time, just exploring and stuff. But yeah, that's new access in Inazuma. Back in Liyue, though, along with the Lantern Rite Festival, Ning Guang is going to be needing help rebuilding the Jade Chamber. And as you help her, you'll earn rewards by crafting like items, crafting obviously lanterns and stuff, I guess, to use during the Lantern Rite Festival. And then, and yeah. So I got Primo Gems is what that means, I guess, right? And then there's also going to be another event called the Great Gathering, which we get to utilize that boat, the Wayfarer, to track the track different treasure hoarders on the waters and stuff. And I'm pretty sure we'll get Primos that way. Another event there that we're going to be doing is the Oceanic Defender boss fight, which is going to be pitting us against the Hydro boss at the end of chapter one. I'm not sure what that means. I just know that I read that somewhere, but I assume it probably has to do with something with Dansleaf and then that Abyss Lector that we saw. Maybe, I don't know. Along with this event, we're going to get the Wind Trace event as well, which is that hide and seek type gameplay that we got to do earlier this year. And Mona reigns supreme, and now Ayaka is going to be reigning supreme too, so that'll be fun. And finally, we're also going to get more hangout events, including one for the new 4-star Yunjin. Now, that being said, that's all I got for you guys today. Question of the day though is, who are you going to pull when 2.4 drops? Are you going for Ganyu? Are you going for Zhongli? Are you going for Shenhe because you got everyone else? Or are you going for Zhao? Let me know on my Facebook page, all right? And there I will be posting this link to this episode, and maybe you guys can answer on that link, please. And if you guys are inclined to help this channel out, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Or actually, another question is, I want to know where you guys are listening to this podcast, because like based on my analytics, I thought like for sure most of you guys would be listening on like Spotify, but that's like not even like a blip on my radar in terms of you guys listening. So I actually have a question. Where are you guys listening to this podcast? Please let me know at my Facebook page. Like I said, I also have a YouTube channel, Win in Rome. That's WINNINROME. That's a Win in Rome, like the pun, Win in Rome, where I do Genshin content. I've been doing a lot of showcases. I'm gonna be doing a showcase of what $5,000 will get you in Genshin, and pretty soon maybe. I don't know, whale life. Hopefully you guys have a safe new year. Don't get into too crazy of a time, I guess. Or if you do have a crazy time, be safe, right? Anyways, thanks for joining me again, and I'll get back to you guys on the next episode, on the next year, 2022. Happy holidays, guys. Thanks. Now you're dealing with the smooth operator. You're just a fixer with a whole lot of flavor.